Even if the United States is not protecting Camp Ashraf with its military, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton offered some diplomatic support for its residents today. She said that the fate of Camp Ashraf was for the Iraqi government to resolve, but she added that the United States expects Iraq to, quote, fulfill its obligations and not forcibly transfer camp residents to a country where they might be mistreated. The fallout from Iran's controversial presidential election last month is continuing. Some of Iran's religious leaders are warning President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad that he could be deposed. And the man who lost to Ahmadinejad, Mir Hussein Mousavi, is calling on his supporters to continue to protest the election results. It's the first time in several weeks that Mousavi's spoken out. Joining us to tie these two developments together is Borzu Deragahi of the Los Angeles Times. He's following the Iran story from Lebanon. And let's start with the clerical opposition to Ahmadinejad. What are they upset about?
Well, the clergy have always had somewhat of a problem with Ahmadinejad. He's like the equivalent of a evangelical, and he's has these messianic beliefs. Even though he is not a cleric and he is not a member of the clergy, he often talks about religion in a way that the clerics don't like. But what has happened recently was that there's been this huge fight over his decision to appoint a controversial friend of his, a relative, whose name is Isfandiyar Rahim Mashai, as his first vice president. That means he's first in line to succeed him. And this stirred opposition by many religious groups. Many people just don't like this guy. There's various reasons. And despite an order from the supreme leader, he refused for 1 week to fire this guy until finally the supreme leader published on his own website a copy of the handwritten note that he had written to Ahmadinejad, telling him to dump this guy. And at that point, he acquiesced and let the guy go. But it created a lot of ill will. There's also the issue of Ahmadinejad's decision to push to fire several of his ministers. Ultimately, he only fired one because he suddenly realized that firing more than one would create a constitutional crisis. Many saw this as a vindictive move that didn't seem in keeping with someone who should be a rational head of state.
Just wondering, for those of us who aren't following the story as closely as you are, if this recent election in Iran was indeed rigged, now if the clerical establishment and others are trying to oppose Ahmadinejad's continuation as president of Iran, I mean, is that counterproductive to their efforts?
I would say that Iran's political camps are in a process of transforming. Whereas it used to be a battle between the reformists and the conservatives, now it's more and more a battle between pragmatists and radicals. And what's happening is you have a coalescing of the conservative camp and the reformist camp against people like Ahmadinejad, who are considered radicals. And so you've got these, I think, three forces, to put it as simply as possible, jostling for power and trying to figure out how to avoid a real escalation of this situation and a possible collapse of the Islamic Republic.
Is Mir Hussein Mousavi's appeal to his supporters to continue protesting the election result coincidental, or is it calculated?
We believe that it's calculated. We believe that the opposition has gotten its act together in certain respects. They now have a kind of coordinated media strategy that includes people abroad who seem to get and upload immediately amateur videotapes of demonstrations and speeches. We believe this call for more marches is an attempt to put more pressure on the hardliners in the establishment.
I'm wondering if opposition from the clerics and Mousavi could be enough to topple Ahmadinejad. I mean, could they prevent him from being sworn in for a second term as Iran's president?
It's not just the clerics. It's a lot of hardline politicians and conservatives, different factions in the political establishment. They were quiet for some time because they thought that the system was at risk. Now it seems that those people have decided that the protest movement is somewhat under control. It seems to have a legitimate leadership, and that the greater danger at this time is Ahmadinejad and the clique that surround him. And so now they are really beating up on Ahmadinejad and weakening him. Even if he is inaugurated, which is very, very, very possible, even if he does become the next president, he's going to be very weak and wounded, and it's going to be conservatives as well as reformists who are going to hem him in on domestic and foreign policy.
Los Angeles Times reporter Borzu Deragahi, nice to speak with you, Borzu.
Always a pleasure.